Stock markets around the world fall with a U.S. government shutdown weighing heavily.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Stock markets are falling in Asia and Europe today on the prospect of a partial U.S. government shutdown. As you've been hearing, 700,000 federal employees could be temporarily laid off if Congress fails to agree on a budget bill by midnight tonight. Joining us live from London is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Good morning.
Hello, David.
So why is our domestic political imbroglio being felt so far afield?
It's not so much this battle as the next one. I mean, it's the fear that the U.S. political system is headed once again into gridlock, and that the really crucial decision facing the Congress in a couple of weeks over the debt ceiling will also end in a stalemate. If the Congress fails to agree to raise the limit on the total amount the U.S. government is allowed to borrow, the U.S. could default. And given the size and importance of the U.S. economy, says David Cummings of Standard Life Investments, that could have a big negative impact on the world's financial markets.
You potentially have downgrades to the U.S. debt, and it would raise borrowing costs for the whole world. So it would be a global shock of massive proportions.
Now, he says European investors seem to believe that sense will prevail and a deal will be done eventually. But nevertheless, this standoff in Congress is ringing alarm bells.
And it's not just our government shutdown roiling markets today. There's also some brinksmanship going on in Italy.
That's right. The Italian government seems to be teetering on the brink. The former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has pulled his party members out of the cabinet at the weekend. The government is holding a confidence vote on Wednesday to see whether it has enough support to carry on. If it loses that vote, the third biggest economy in the Eurozone could slide back into political turmoil, and that could reignite the Eurozone debt crisis.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard live from London. Now let's do the numbers. The FT 100 in London is down 0.8%. DAX in Frankfurt down 0.9%. Index futures for the U.S. are all down in a similar range at the moment. Phase two of the trial of the oil company BP versus the federal government opens today as the court tries to decide how much to fine the company for the 2010 Gulf oil spill. And the biggest question in this phase will be how extensive was that spill? Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Worst case, BP could be on the hook for more than $17 billion. That's a bit more than the company's profits for 2012. The fine will be based on a simple equation, a dollar amount, probably in the thousands, per barrel of oil spilled. And in the next few weeks, the court will hear about the how many barrels part. The feds and BP have both submitted estimates. They'll put experts on the stand to say why their number's better. And according to law professor David Ullman from the University of Michigan, here's where the court's problems begin, because there's really no way to know.
There weren't any meters. There wasn't any measuring device. There is no way to determine precisely how much oil was spilled.
And here's where the company's track record so far could hurt it. Loyola University law professor Blaine Lesence says BP has repeatedly put out numbers that lowballed its liability.
You know, I think when you cry wolf enough, at some point it could affect your credibility on other issues down the line.
And if that's how the judge sees things, it could make several billion dollars worth of difference to BP. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
The economics of high-tech medicine now. Doctors shrink cancerous tumors with radiation, and they have a number of options for this, including proton beam therapy. Some insurers now say the cost is too high for that, and they may not cover it. Still, proton beam facilities are popping up across the country, the latest a $270 million facility in Dallas. But as Kate Archer Kent reports, even smaller cities want some proton business.
Construction crews in Shreveport, Louisiana, build a cyclotron vault. It's one of at least 15 proton therapy centers rising up across the country.
This is not something that the average radiation oncology department can afford to do.
Dr. Lane Rosen is director of radiation oncology at Willis-Knighton Health System. He thinks the proton therapy that will be offered at Shreveport's $40 million facility will be the future of cancer treatment. Currently, patients who want this treatment have to make the 5-hour drive to Houston.
Even if you're not willing to accept an improvement in cure, the reduction in side effects is absolute and undebated.
The research is far from complete, according to Dr. Joel Tepper, a radiation oncology professor at the University of North Carolina, but that hasn't curbed enthusiasm.
It's very good for marketing. You can say we have the latest and the greatest.
Tepper says that the financial model here is built on volume, building a center that costs a lot of money, but packing in a lot of patients.
There's a large burden on the healthcare system in the country to pay more money for a procedure that is no better.
But private health insurers may not foot the bill for long. At least 3 major providers recently stopped covering the procedure in early stages of prostate cancer. That hasn't deterred proton center construction. Harvard University health economist Amitabh Chandra says that's because these facilities take years for investors to secure tens of millions of dollars.
Now the world has changed. And so the people who bet on proton beam are likely to be very upset with the fact that it's not going to be reimbursed by private insurers.
Back in Shreveport, Dr. Lane Rosen is focused on the day he can zap cancer cells with proton beams. His unit will be ready for patients a year from now. In Shreveport, Louisiana, I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.
And the Billy Bookcase, the Jerker drafting table, or is it Yerker, now is a test at IKEA in Britain. Solar panels in a box cost $9,200 installed. Could pay for themselves in about 7.5 years on saved electric bills. Plus, think of the smaller carbon footprint. United Kingdom only so far. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.